Log Talk Radio.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
I'm your host, Katie Barnett. We are going to do something a little different tonight. Normally, I lead off with my lifelines topic, but today, we are going to be entertained with Monster Miles and the No Holds Barred sports segment. So, all of you Heat fans that was out there inboxing me and talking mess, Alvin Brantley, all you Knicks fashion weasels, get ready. Gear up. Next voice you're going to hear is going to be Monster Miles.
People, you know who it is, Monster Miles. And as Katie was saying, all y'all Heat fans up there, y'all can call in, try to defend your team if y'all want. It doesn't really matter to me because I will still never respect them. And I'm in the final start today, too. So who's more hungry? LeBron James for his second ring, his little tiny second ring. Or is Tim Duncan hungry for his fifth ring? Spurs are not letting them win their second championship in a row. Let's talk about the Heat before LeBron James came into the picture. Look when Shaq came. That was a legit team. They won a championship. They deserved it back then. You talk about 06-07. Now, 6-7 years later, you got LeBron James buying out the NBA to get his first ring. Now he want that second ring, so they're trying to do the same thing. Oh, so I don't know who's on the line right now. Either a Heat basher like me, or we got a Heat lover. So hold on a second, folks. Caller, you on the air?
Yes, I am. My brother, Monster Miles, what's going on, man?
I'm chilling. You know the usual. We got to get these Heat fans involved down. Like,
yeah, we got to put LeBron James and the Heat in their place.
Of course.
Yeah. I put it like this. Just for all you Heat fans, you better win the first game. Because if you don't win the first game, it's a wrap. You
not
gotta
only
win the
let
first
them
game.
Win that if, first game. Let them win all four. Like, Spurs
let who win all four? Let who win all four? The Heat? You said let the Heat win all four? No.
I'm not. I'm saying the Spurs.
You must be sipping on something over there, Miles. What you sipping on, man?
I wish, but no.
Man, I'm for real, man. I'm for real. You gotta look at it like this. The Spurs have been on a nice long layoff, and that's supposed to throw you a little bit out of whack. But since this is a veteran team, They are used to that by now. And what you said, they got 5 championships under their belt, and it's been a while since they've been there, so they're a lot hungrier than the Heat are.
Exactly.
Know? Yeah, so so that little story that LeBron and his buddies made when they first got together, not 5, not 4, and all that old crap, they can just cut that out, because that's just like spitting into the wind. It's coming back in their face. Because for the simple fact, next season, after this season is over, and I'm counting my chickens before they hatch, they're not going to win another championship, I'd say, for the next 2 or 3 years.
Oh, we all know that already.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't have anything against the Heat, except for that no, I'm not. I'm going to be good. I'm going to behave myself this evening.
Nah, it's all good.
It's all good? They just suck, man. They need to suck on a bad lemon, man. I mean, a real bad lemon. I don't want it to be too tart. I just want it to be over tart. So for all you Heat fans and for whoever that caller was that called me out, I hope when you come, don't come with your pants down below your knees, man, because you will get smacked.
Oh, snap. That's deep talk right there.
Yeah. See, I'm not no young buck out here. I've been around the block a few times. So sometimes if I went around the block to meet somebody, they didn't make it back around the block.
So what do you think about Chris Bosh?
Chris Bosh? Come on, man. That guy's got a little sugar in him, man. You know, he's probably a undercover peanut butter kid. Come on now, be for real. He's too soft, man. He's too soft. And look, they don't even have to put their one of their top players on them. They what's the guy's name? The new center that San Antonio has got. What's his name?
I can't.
The white guy. Let's be straightforward. The white guy. Come on now, we're all adults here. The white guy. I can't remember his name, so we'll call him the white guy. You can put him on Bosh, and he'll shut him down. Come on. You breathe on Bosh too hard, man, and he's going to run. Come on now. Let's keep it 100 now. Everybody's counting the Heat to do this, the Heat to do that. But, see, you got to look at it like this. They're playing San Antonio. This is not Indiana where they're going to have all those turnovers. That's not going to happen. They're not going to have 9 or 10 turnovers a game. That's not going to happen. If they're thinking that, they ought to wake up themselves and slap themselves, because it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And who do they have that's going to stop Mr. Down the Middle Parker?
Nobody.
You know, so hey. And they San Antonio are a very tactical team.
Very true.
They have a mastermind for a coach that is going to out-coach Spoelstra, or whatever his name is, who looks like Chucky's little brother. Let me see. It's not a whole lot of great things you want to say about the Heat anyway.
Yeah. Not a lot of great things.
Yeah. Except for, well, they got a championship with LeBron. That goes to show you it's a weak championship, for the simple fact, okay, I look at it like this. Could you ever imagine Michael Jordan saying, well, let me go over here with these guys, maybe I can win a championship with them? No, he stayed where he was at in Chicago and stuck it out like a real NBA player should, like a real man, and he won championships. LeBron will never match defeats that Michael Jordan has is because, for the simple fact, Michael Jordan never lost a championship. Never.
Very true.
So LeBron has already failed at that point, so.
Well, caller, can we add in another hold over here?
Say what?
Can
you have another caller coming in?
No, the other hold.
Okay.
That would be me. And LeBron James will never, ever, ever, ever be a Michael Jordan. He can get as many fine baskets as he wants. He is not a Michael Jordan. He don't have the skill of the old school values of the game or nothing. And if he don't shave that beard, he's going to be tripping right out the door.
Oh, my goodness.
Do something else. Stay right on the line, sir, because we're going to call another caller and expect to add in this debate.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Are you there?
This is going out for Grangella. I think his name is Grangella. First of all, I'm from Flint Town, y'all. They're going down tonight. I'm just, for all y'all Heat fans, I'm just going to let y'all know they're going down tonight.
Thank you, thank you.
But Grangella and Sweet Dinosaur,
yeah,
they're going down tonight.
Oh, most definitely.
Dinosaur is, huh?
Yeah.
That's Bosch. That's that dinosaur profile.
Well, caller number two, who are you?
This is Mo.
Hello.
Mosley.
Hey, Mo. What's up, Mo?
This your boy, Mo.
Hi, Mo. You are going to have to tell us what you think of Chris Bosch.
Well, I think about him.
Yep.
Just tuck your booty in. Tuck your booty.
Ladies and gentlemen, please understand that the viewpoint of the guest is not necessarily the viewpoint of the show.
I don't have nothing, no way. So let them sue me and see what they get.
Exactly. I feel you, man.
Well,
I feel you. That dude right there, man. Woo!
Just, oh, my
goodness.
Oh, just can't hear what y'all right now.
Bosch the bleep.
Oh, man. Bosch. Whoa.
Mo, you are one of the hosts of the most amazing sports page on Facebook. So we definitely
right.
want to hear what you got to say. Okay, let me shout out. That's Mo Sports Mouth on Facebook and also MSM too. You have been nonstop heat bashing, so I think all your friends out there are going to kill you when they see you. So come on, give me some thoughts on the game.
You know, my whole thing is I'm 100% heat hater.
Thank you.
I got you, buddy.
To the core. I can't stand them dudes. Really, I liked it LeBron when he was with Cleveland. I thought he went sucker free on us. You know, when he left, I thought he was going the easy route to get that ring. You know, I didn't like the way that the business was handled.
Oh, we all know why LeBron went down to South Beach, and it wasn't about the heat.
He titled up, man. You know, it was a group thing.
Yeah.
And you know, Bob's like that group thing.
Yeah. They probably swap spit.
I just really didn't like that move, man.
Yeah, they probably swap and spit.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt. Oh, man. Yeah, man. But my personal view on him, LeBron a great player, man, but the way he went about it, I left Cleveland out there bad.
Sure.
For you, bro. Question for you, bro.
It was a good
move
for him, but it was bad. It was bad for the NBA, man. Everybody going to try to team up now.
Got a question for you, bro.
What up?
Do you think ever Michael Jordan would have made a move like that?
No, he never would have.
No.
He would have stuck it out. He would have got it done, got pieces around him.
He was hungry for the competition, so there's no way he was going to go to somebody that he thought was going to be his competition. There's no way he would have teamed up with them.
Right,
no way.
Right. He wanted to play against the best. He didn't
want
to play
with
the best.
That's right. So, LeBron, bad move. Bad move, daughter.
Yeah, that move did it for me.
Yeah.
But now you're going to have a lot of copycats. I mean, a lot of players want to team up now. That's the new league now. The new NBA.
Yeah, that's true.
That's because they don't have any confidence in their own game.
Exactly.
If they had confidence in their own game, they wouldn't do that. See,
no,
that would
wouldn't.
Be Michael Jordan-ness.
Exactly. Exactly.
If
you know, Doc and all them would never done that.
No. No. No way.
Yep, never
if
done
I
it. They, and they played with what they had. They worked with what they had, and that was the bottom
That's
line.
Right. That's right. I even know Wilt Chamberlain is twirling in his grave right now.
I know he is.
Yeah.
If you ever got a good look at Bosh, oh, man.
Bosh,
not no words.
He actually
Kevin
exactly,
Patrick thing in his brain.
He so exactly he looks just like the picture that's on the Raptors uniform, that dinosaur.
Like that. Exactly.
He looks just like it. You look at.
Oh, man, he looks pterodactyl. He's got that pterodactyl profile.
Mo.
A little bit of sweetness.
Mo, you are on the air.
I'm on code. Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
I don't want to see one of viewpoint.
Go on, Shonda.
Go Spurs. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
Get them.
Boom. If I may interject, LeBron James will never be Michael Jordan because he's got the sensationalism, but he does not have the old school values for the game. I doubt any of these players nowadays do. Okay? I do respect the fact that the NBA is bringing back a lot of these old-timers to the new school. Because with the new sensationalism that's out there, we need the values and the skill and the hard work of the old-timers. Okay? Which is why I got upset with Jason Kidd retiring. But we need that. LeBron is all about the showmanship, not the sportsmanship. And there's a big difference in this game because this game is about values, it's about sportsmanship, it's about knowing what you know, it's about practicing, it's about respecting your game, respecting you as an individual, and respecting the team. And that's not what's happening with Mr. LeBron. My bad. I'm
at
LeBron.
Nah, but now the NBA is about the money. That's all they care about.
Yeah, I see that. All them record calls that they've been having against their favorite team. With their favorite team. We've seen it.
Let's not start with these playoffs again because can he beat the Bulls? So who do you guys feel gonna win the finals?
Well, you know what? I'm gonna give the Heat a little more credit than they deserve. San Antonio in seven.
Okay.
Mo, what's your take?
San Antonio.
All right, Shonda.
Yeah,
that's what we say.
And this is unusual for me because I don't root for any. Usually, don't root for any team that has anything to do with Texas.
Yeah.
I'm a Dallas Cowboy basher anyway.
Thank you.
Cowgirls.
Oh yeah. My mistake. if they can be boys too, because they never can be men.
Exactly.
My opinion is that the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders got more weapons and swag than the team itself.
Well, I'm a Detroit Lions fan. They're going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Detroit.
Who's
going to
win the Super Bowl this year?
Say it
again. The Cowgirls?
Oh, snap.
No. Oh, no. You need serious prayer.
I'm a Detroit Lions fan, and we take it.
Oh, my goodness. You right next to Detroit Lions are right next door. They're gonna make a little bit of noise, but they're not going too far.
Oh yeah, better watch.
Not going too far. And when it comes to Dallas, you can't say nothing to me with Dallas because I am a Steeler fan, and we're the only ones that can count to six.
You said Steelers, Nah.
Don't come with the Giants now. They still a little wet behind the ears.
That's okay. They'll be wet with Kleenex for you.
Ellie Manning.
In Philadelphia.
Ellie Manning, you say?
Don't hate on Eli.
Most Ellie? What about the Chicago Bears?
Did you say Ellie?
They should be wet behind the ears. They'll be using that Kleenex that the Steelers are going to be having to wipe their little tears.
Yeah, you wish. You wish.
I don't wish.
Sleep on Chicago Bears now.
Nah, Bears aren't going
nowhere. You know what? They're going through a breakup right now. It's gonna be a little bit. It's gonna be a little bit before they be able to make any noise.
Oh, you think?
And I'm not gonna be a Chicago basher because I used to root for the Cowboys. I mean, not the Cowboys. Got me saying Cowboys. My goodness.
Bite your tongue.
Must be. Yeah, I've been a big hole in my tongue. Let me see. Yeah, we were talking about the Bears. The Bears, yeah. I used to like the Bears, man, especially when they had Singletary and all them guys, man. They were big bruisers. I had to give them their props, man. They had it going on with the Fridge and all them guys, man. They had it going on. So, you know, you got to give props what props to do. But I would never give the Heat any type of props. I'd give them a little bit of props because they got a ring. Huh? Yeah.
They got props. That's how LeBron's getting up to that basket.
Yeah, don't
give
the Heat. No, please.
Okay, now, y'all, don't get quiet on me now. We can't let the Heat not think we done ran out of stuff to talk about them now.
Nah, it's all good. We always got
the
Heat dash to talk about.
Yeah, down there in South Beach, man. You know what the rumors are about down there in South Beach, don't you?
No clue.
Yeah, a lot of them got rubber in their wrists. Yeah.
Oh, no, rubber in the wrist. That's a good one.
That's right. Oh, like I said, sue me. You won't get nothing no way.
It is freedom of speech. It's America. This is a viewpoint show. It's called On the Edge for a Reason.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't be afraid. You'll be all right.
I'll stay loud and proud. The Heat suck. 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 That's my opinion.
That's her opinion. Hey, I agree.
Oh,
too.
My goodness.
Okay, so everybody's prediction is you say Spurs in seven.
Spurs in seven.
Under.
Spurs in seven.
I say Spurs in five.
Both said Spurs in six.
Spurs in six?
Yep.
Okay. I ain't a gambler, but I'll say the same. Tony Duncan is a sneak. I mean, sorry, Tim Duncan is a sneak.
You're getting people wrong.
I got Tony and Tim all mixed up in my head. All this talk about South Beach. Just talk about South Beach. I don't know what to tell you. But Tim Duncan is a sneak. He's been a sneak for years.
But he wants his fifth ring, so we know he's going to hop for it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he picked up LeBron with his own ball to score in their basket.
That'd be hot, actually.
South Beach action. South Beach action. Pick up LeBron with the Spurs ball to the Spurs basket. Spurs in six.
All right. I love these predictions. Yeah, I love these predictions. Too bad we didn't have a Heat fan on the line somewhere.
Word, like, come on. Where y'all Heat fans at?
I thought I had a challenge somewhere.
That's how you play. Go gas.
Yeah.
We're going to see if Bosh got that look in his eye tonight.
Oh, yeah. He always does.
Oh, yeah. He's always got a funny look in his eye. Yeah.
Yeah.
Twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, God. That picture that Mo put up in the sports page where it says, I'll see you in the shower, Dwayne. That's just not funny.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So we got...
Like salad.
Wow.
The viewpoints of the guests is not the viewpoints of those. No, we will not. Well, I will tell you, I don't care what they say. I don't care how far they've come so far. The Heat is never going to be the former Bulls. LeBron will never, ever, 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 ever be MJ. He won't be like Mike. He'll be like Mike, but he will not be Mike. Michael Jordan is a hands-down skilled player, okay? As much as I'm a diehard Knicks fan, he is a diehard player. He is skilled. He earned the right to be cocky, okay? He can drive a basket. He can leap. He can do anything that's out there. Plus, he got the values of an old-timer. He knows the game, and he respects the game.
Very true.
Yeah, that's right. There's no school like old school.
Absolutely. These young ones better recognize.
I'm from the new generation. Come on now. Like.
You got an old soul.
My husband said they baptized in LeBron's hairline tonight.
They better do something.
Yeah, that's not going to help.
It's running from his forehead.
Something that glowed on my top of his back.
Well, he knows all about mascara, so.
Yeah. If he don't, Bob should let him know. Bob should let him
know. Oh, my God. The viewpoints of the guest is not necessarily the viewpoints of those.
But they're funny, so we got to give him credit for that.
Oh, my God. You said Bob should let him know, LaShonda.
Yeah, Bob should let him know.
Yeah.
And you said that with such calmness. That was the most natural thing in the world to say.
That really was.
Oh, wow.
Most well, said Bosh, Bosh,
Bosh, oh, natural.
He stands on gone cold.
Yeah, y'all quiet.
Yeah.
He stands on gone cold.
I thought I was going to have a little challenge or something.
Oh, no, the final started. That's why. So they're trying to see who's going to win.
Oh, they kind of nervous for the first game. They know it's over for them if they lose the first game.
Thank you.
You know, and even if they win the first game, that's only because the layoff of San Antonio. But they'll bounce back. They'll win the second game, the third game, the fourth game.
Exactly.
I'm trying to get a touch.
Yeah.
Okay, we said 7-6-5. 7-6-5. Which one, ladies and gentlemen?
Those are the predictions. 7, 6, and 5?
Well, yeah, you said 7.
Yeah.
Mo said 6.
I said 5.
And I said 7.
I said
and
7.
That's to give the Heat a little something-something.
Well, Stephen A. Smith had the same prediction I did. He said San Antonio in 7. And he is a Heat fan.
Whoa.
And he's a Knicks fan and disguised it to be a Heat fan. That's what I'll put that label on that. Yeah. Sometimes Steven gets on my wrong side sometimes because he's a confused person at times. My shout out to you, Steven. Stephen A. Smith, I love you, man.
He's a Knicks fan.
Sometimes you drink a little bit of that stupid juice, I think.
Wow.
Stephen A. Smith hairline running away too.
Oh yeah. He better send a text message to his forehead to call his hair.
The viewpoints of the guests, not necessarily the viewpoints of the show.
Hey, it's all girl. We always out there.
Now Rogaine kids at the game tonight.
I saw the Minoxidil dude. What was his name? No, he's not Minoxidil. The guy from the hair club. Oh, sorry.
I don't know who that is because I got plenty of hair, so, and I don't have a receding hairline, so I'm good.
Oh my God, it is hot up in Flint, huh?
They're going to be handing out Rogaine kids, and Boss got eyeshadow already on his butt.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. Maybe make some light and airy on the field.
Maybe we all need to chip in and purchase some, what is that, the hair growth grease, hair grease. It looks green and it's, well, I can't remember the name of that stuff.
Glover's Mane.
What is hair food? It's some type of hair food.
Glover's Mane. Remember that back in?
That's going back.
Oh, that's that stinky stuff.
Yeah, boy. If the grease didn't help it grow, that stink would scare your roots up.
Yeah, I was scared to go to school with the stuff on my head.
Wow. Well, my dad used to put so much of it, we would sit there fire egg walking.
Man.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
Leave it up, hands. We got to take a break, all right? Stay on the line. We'll be back in 5, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Huh?
So we're back now.
Yeah.
Miss Katie. All these other callers, I'm loving all y'all because y'all all heat bashers too.
Come in. Come in.
Okay. Where you at? These fans, where you at?
Yeah. They probably out there playing in the sand at South Beach. Let them go ahead and play.
They need to.
He said the fan.
Yeah.
I think we got a Heat fan. Hold on now. Let me see if we going to get this one in.
Uh-oh. Finally. Make it interesting.
Let me see. Hold it.
Don't come with his drawers down.
Oh, he's your heckler, by the way. Okay. No, not yet. Don't worry. Let's see. But anyway, so getting back to this finals prediction. Now, let me go to Flint. Shonda, you on?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so who do you think is going to, if you say this Spurs in seven, so which player do you think is going to be the better player?
I'm going with Tim Duncan.
I'd probably say Tony Parker.
I'd say Tony Parker.
I think Tim going to shine because he got that same face expression if he win or lose. So I'm going with him.
He got that dumbfounded look.
Don't know what's on his mind. You don't know if he's happy or sad or in between.
Yeah, you got a great point there. I you know what? I say it's a toss up between him and Tony Parker.
I'm not. He's got that Eli face.
Yeah, hello.
Hey.
4th of July.
Hello.
4th of July. Katie, you lighting fireworks?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's caller show, man.
Hello?
I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. Oh, I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Okay, all right. So I thought we didn't lose you guys.
No, you didn't lose us.
We got to keep the Heat bashers on the line. We're just waiting for Katie to
come back in. I'm back.
Okay, I was going to say, I think we lost the host, didn't we?
No, he's a co-host. We straight.
You know how we do.
Oh, man. I had so many Heat fans talking crap this morning. I don't see not one person on the line.
Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. You think I might have scared them away?
They supposed to be grown.
I should have kept that a secret, man. I was like, I was so looking forward to spanking something.
Sorry, Bosh, right now.
No, I don't go that way, bro.
So you wasn't want to spank, you want to smack, huh?
Right.
The proper term is bashing. The proper term is bashing.
Yeah, we Heat bashing. We ain't talking about no nothing else. We talking about Heat bashing. Yeah.
Oh boy, too funny. That is hilarious. Well, only a Heat basher could be funny.
Of course, yes.
That right. The only good basher is a Heat basher.
Oh, it is funny. Another
Katie
Alvarez. Oh. So who are you guys' favorite baseball team?
Man, there ain't no other team but the Yankees. What is wrong
Thank
with you?
Thank you.
I'm sorry. We had to get.
You can't say, and you can't call for another New York team because they don't have a set. And then all the others, they're just trying to imitate what the Yankees have been doing for years.
Very true.
You know, so it's just like, okay, what is going on with the Cardinals this year? Are they doing pretty good?
I have no clue, honestly.
Yeah, see, that's why I say don't know other team exists but the Yankees.
But also at the same time,
I don't know what anybody else is doing. As long as I know the Yankees are not in last place.
Exactly.
You're talking baseball, and all I know is the Tigers. Is they still doing it too?
Oh, geez.
Oh, they doing a little something.
A little.
But still, like I said, I don't know nothing but Yankees. So if you want to talk baseball, let's talk Yankees.
You just don't want to talk about my Lions. Don't want to talk about my Tigers and Bears.
We New York.
We can talk about Detroit.
Let's talk about your Tigers. What you doing?
I don't know. I don't even know what they're doing.
See, I'm going to bring up the Tigers.
I don't even know what they're doing. But they just close to home. That's all. My Lions, Tigers, and Bears.
I'm pretty close to Detroit, so I'm pretty close to Detroit. But I can tell you this much. The Tigers are not doing bad.
They're not doing bad.
They're not in last place.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. So that's all I can tell you about them, though.
They might be next to last, but they ain't in last, so that's always good.
Yeah. You gonna bring up the Tigers and don't know what they do with Shane.
I think it's Cabrera. I think I can name one player from the Detroit Lions.
Who's that?
Don't say Charlie Batch.
Charlie Batch. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. He about as old as dirt. And his knees need to be oiled. You can hear him coming.
Yeah.
No, even though they brought him over to the Steelers, and I don't know what the hell they did that for.
Right.
I don't know. I'm gonna get up off him though, because he did have a few good games.
Yeah,
true.
I think they're gonna do all right.
But everybody gets old except for me. I'm just like a bottle of wine. I get better with time.
Isn't that your team on the Steelers? Like, you're always rocking them six rings.
Oh, wait. Uh-oh, we got
an Heat fan. That's right. And you know what? Before anybody gets seven, we'll have eight.
Oh, nice.
But you know who I do
We have six already, so I'm saying that before anybody gets near six, seven, we'll have eight.
Wait.
I doubt it.
Okay.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, listen, LaShonda.
Huh?
Okay, we got a Heat fan coming in, all right? Now, I'm gonna be disconnected because y'all got to hear this.
Where the hell has he been hiding, in a bush somewhere?
Yep.
Before he come in, we do like Victor Cruz over here in Flint, Michigan. We like that dance.
Bring in the Heat fan.
Well, Flint's not too far from me.
Oh, okay.
Y'all like cousins.
Okay, where you at?
I'm in Toledo.
Okay.
Okay, we just waiting for the seat. So.
I could get a running start and run across state line.
But you know what? Just stay where you're at. Just stay.
See,
let us run towards your way. You just stay there.
I could probably come to Detroit and breathe life back into that city.
Well, stay in Detroit and do it. Don't you come here, Charlie. It'll be your last breath.
y'all need a little help too.
Flinttown don't play.
Flinttown don't play.
Up here.
When Have you been to T-Town lately?
No, I haven't.
Oh. Yeah,
I barely go outside. Yeah, I'm peeking out the blinds right now.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of negative activity going on here, and I'm one of the ones that's trying to fight against it to try and stop the violence with some of these young men, because it hurts my heart to see all these young people out here dying. You know, it's not like when we were coming up, we had positive people that would be in our ears, but somewhere in our age group, we dropped the ball with these young men, and now all people want to do is just talk about them. And to my opinion, they've got their T's twisted. Stop twisting up the T's. You don't talk about them. You teach them.
Yeah, you got that right. But you know what? We got Michigan State Police here in Flint, and they ain't messing around with young folks. They laying them down.
Yeah. But see, that'll
be the last gun you pull out, because they going to bust your head.
Oh, my goodness.
They ain't messing around with them.
Yeah. Well, same here. But the police, you know what they do? They pull up in their police vans, they park, and then they wait until somebody some people have shot up on one another, and then they're in the morgue, and then they're taken to jail. So you lost two lives. You lost one to prison time, and you lost one to the morgue.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And see, I know what it is to be out there, because at one point in my life, before I came to Toledo, I used to be one of them street thugs out there.
Okay.
But see, I was a show enough hard thug to the point to where I got ran out of New York City.
Oh, okay.
You know, I was labeled a menace to society, so I had to go. But thank God he kept me here. Kept me here for a reason, and that's to try and get in contact with some of these young people and let them know that the streets out here is no joke. The streets will eat you alive.
Well, and you're sounding good. So if you want to breathe from Detroit to Flint, then hey, I applaud you. Out here trying to breathe. It will suck the breath right out you. Just suck everything out you.
Well, they trying to suck it out of me here in T-Town, because I even have some family members that's been involved in some shootings, and I've lost quite a few family members to gang violence here. You know, domestic violence, gang violence, and then just outright violence anywhere. So
He's in. Ready?
All right, we're about to get the tea call right now.
Okay. We've been in the bullpen just taking a little break.
Hello?
Yeah.
So this is the email right here.
Yo, this won't take long because the game about to be on. This is Al. I'm the number one East.
Okay.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. Come on with it.
Yeah, this won't take long because the game about to be on. Y'all got 7 words for you. The Miami Heat all day long, boy.
I thought you had something to say.
Exactly.
I thought you had something to say. Don't come out here with your drawers down, man. Come on, man. Ain't no peanut butter kids out here, man. You got to bring it. Don't use the game. Get ready to come on. There's no sorry excuse. Come on. Get real. You come out here, you got to keep it 100 or just, man, clam up. Don't come out here like that, man. That's half-stepping, man. You are an insult to the Heat race.
Yeah. You know
what? And that's not much of a race. Oh, so you done already? I thought I had something going there for a minute.
Well, it was like a 2-second conversation there. So we see how these Heat fans play. Like the Heat.
Okay.
2 seconds to get the ball.
Al said what he had to say and skipped town on us.
Yeah. I didn't even get a chance to ask him how that tail felt between his legs.
Nah, I thought that.
He had time to tell you no way.
Say again?
I said he didn't have time to tell you no way.
No, sure didn't.
I got 7 words. Boom, 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 and I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah. My goodness.
That's so good. What the Heat fan
was,
in
that wasn't even a 3-minute man. Even a 3-minute man.
Marlon couldn't even pop his popcorn.
Your show couldn't. Come on. Come on, man.
Come on now. We know Miami needs to pay off the NBA because they're not paying off the NFL.
You know what? And you know, the even the Miami fans suck. Yeah. I'm gonna get off with the players for a little bit and talk about these fans. Now, all that stadium they got there, they can't even fill their own doggone stand, and then they want to talk crap about they Miami fans. Come on now. Come on, show some support. You sorry, weak, spineless fans. Come on, man. A worm has more spine than you guys.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're talking about the jump off Heat fans. It wasn't with the Knicks fans.
Oh yeah, we already know these are a whole bunch of jump off fans. Like they go from the Celtics to the Heat, from the Knicks to the Heat, from Carmelo to the bum. Come on now, really?
Well, I'm a let y'all know, and I ain't ashamed about it. I'm a down hard hardcore Knicks fan for life.
There you go.
Well, they just showed warm-ups, and Bosh had the look in his eyes, and he said, group hug.
Oh, yeah, you know he won't want to hug.
Watch out, y'all. Watch out, Spurs. Tim Duncan is blocking.
Yeah, watch your backs. Watch your backs.
and your ace. Group hug.
Yeah.
My husband LeBron holding
this. Be careful, y'all. That's the only weapon that he got against the Spurs.
Yeah.
Yep, he got that look in his eye, y'all.
Yeah, he got that look in his eye. Probably been playing a finger games with himself.
He's ready.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Got his toe rings on and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Toe rings on and his thong. He's got
Bosh wears a thong.
You know his wife is looking for her makeup.
Hey, he wearing his red thong tonight.
I think he's lucky one's the black, so let's play it up.
No, the black is where you playing at? The black is when they travel.
That's
he got the red one stay at home.
Oh, man.
With a fire sign on the butt part.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. So we got to come up front.
Ooh, that is funny.
Come on. All right, guys. Final words.
Final words real quick. Let's go, folks.
Final words?
Yep.
Hey. I don't know if I even got a final word in me. Isn't that something? Oh, the Heat suck. Oh, what the heck?
Thank you. Two words, Heat suck. Let's go.
Boss just gave somebody an award. He got that look in his eye. Okay, what is she, Marine? United States Sergeant First Class. He just gave her an award. He had that look in his eye, so she better watch out, too.
Oh, my goodness.
No, her lieutenant better look out. She all right. She safe.
I'm all too good.
But he gonna, I think Spurs gonna go on and take this one tonight.
Thank you. And by the way, Katie said tell him all two words, Kevin Garnett.
Okay.
Don't
like
talk
I
about
said.
Leave my KG out of this. Leave my KG out of this.
Well, we can start funeral services when the Heat lose tonight, because all we have to do is get our shovels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Start digging.
Yeah, start digging.
Find a plot, start digging.
That's right. And we're not even going to give them a headstone.
Oh, hey, they don't deserve it.
We'll go to Chicago and get some real bull manure. And that'll be their headstone.
We put a stick in Boston as the headstone.
Oh my goodness.
He done laced his high heels up, got the look in his eye, he ready.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wearing his lucky heels, so we know that already.
Girl, that song last year when did they win last year?
Yep.
Same girl. They got the little girl singing like they gonna win this year again. I think they bring her out every time the playoffs start. She can put her little butt down at this time.
And why are they gonna do that and bring out a girl? Had that little girl cry.
Yeah, she out singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Midget working Walmart.
My husband said she looked like a midget that work at Walmart.
Oh, man. You saw in trouble on Facebook.
Thanks. Have a nice day.
That's how he means. No, they know how to just do it on Facebook. They don't know how to call in and rap.
Hey, let me say this. Much love to all you guys. May the Lord continue to smile his face upon you and bring you peace to you and your families. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
For this city, Flint, Michigan, of ours.
All right.
Guys, it's been wonderful. Okay, so we gotta go. We're gonna go to the next segment. We're gonna take a little break. And I wanna thank every one of you out there for coming in and listening. And thanks to LaShonda and Mo. Thanks to John. Thank you very much. Okay, as usual. Okay, we will ask you to continue listening in because the next 7 minutes we're going to be speaking about petroleum, okay? We'll be back.
All right, have a good
across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you weren't fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, babe? Cause there's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have to give. Love for real. All I have, baby, I have to give. Oh, I have to give to you. Oh, 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 oh. Account for 7 figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your passion. I give you all. I have to give.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. What a sports segment that was. I want to thank LaShonda Mosley, Mo Mosley, Betty John Williams, all of you calling in, the seven-word heat band that called in and did it off. I want to thank all of you, you know, for your support and for your time and input. I want to thank God for another day to be here. And now we're going to get serious. Our topic tonight with Lifeline segment is about bullying. Okay? We have child bullying and we have adult bullying. Mainly, I'm going to speak on the child aspect because the children are coming into these emergency rooms trying to kill themselves under pressure. They're getting harassed online, and a lot of times their parents don't even know, and they feel like they don't have any options or anything like that to help them with it. Sorry. Okay. The statistics on child bullying is almost 5 to 1 that a child will be bullied. As it stands, I was just in an emergency room yesterday with my own son. And when I spoke to the nurse about the show that I'm doing now, she said, can you please make a topic about bullying? Because the overwhelming number of young kids that come into this emergency room trying to kill themselves, depressed, feeling like they hope, like they have no hope because they're being bullied. And it's like they speak to their teachers. There's really no place to go because if they tell a teacher, they're deemed a snitch, and then there's problems with that, or they're deemed weak. If they're not fighters, they're picked on more. And we as adults need to speak up, stand up, and do something. And adult bully, shame on you. Shame on you. Why should any child be in fear in school, in a playground, in a after-school camp? Because some child wants to act unruly and pick on someone they deem weaker. Absolutely unacceptable. Now, we don't want to go out there and try to teach our kids how to get involved with a fight. But we definitely have to teach them how to just stand up for themselves. They have to stand up for themselves. And we have to give our children the understanding that they have the right to be in existence, safe, learning, without any type of worries after class. Now, some of the things that we have to start doing is that those of us that have children, we have to make sure that we are watching the signs and symptoms that come from a bully. And then we have to look, on the other hand, to see if our children are exhibiting signs of being a victim of a bully. Now, how do we do that? We hear the standards about watching your child's Facebook activities. We hear about watching the shows that they watch. Because Lord knows a lot of these reality shows nowadays is showing these kids that it's okay to be brash. It's okay to be a hood, a thug. You got to make that paper. You got to go out there and get yours. You got to kill a bee. What are we accountable for as adults? And teachers that are out there not listening, staff members in the school that are out there not listening, police departments that are not taking bullying seriously. Shame on you. There is no way that a child at 14 years old or 12 years old should be thinking about going into some medicine cabinet to pick a pill to kill themselves or hanging themselves. There was a Disney special or on one of the cable shows called Cyberbully. And while that's all supposed to be compacted into 2 hours, this is an ongoing problem.
And to those of you who are out there closing your eyes because it's not your child, think really hard. Because your child could be next. Either become a bully or become a bully victim. I've seen too many people coming in feeling that they have to be too hard. They got to fight everybody they see because it's them or me. That shouldn't be. Some of the signs that a child is being bullied, okay, for those parents that don't know, and this is coming from bullyingstatistics.org, okay, is if your child is being bullied, you might see this sign. They become withdrawn. They show fear when it's time to go to school. They show increasing signs of depression. They decline in school performance. Speaking of another child with fear, you notice the decline in how the child views himself or herself. Signs of physical altercations like bruises, scrapes, and other marks. As a parent, you need to be in tune with your kid. And nobody knows the changes in your child but you. A teacher can have a third-party view of it based on how that child performs in class. So they can have some obvious signs if there's a dramatic decrease in the child's performance. If they're normally a happy child and suddenly they're becoming sad all the time or fearful. Now let's look at the other side. Let's look at signs that your child is becoming a bully. They're showing violence positively as the solution to most problems, meaning that they feel that the only way to solve a problem is to beat somebody down. Okay? They're starting to be a little more aggressive with adults and other kids. They need to dominate and control situations and other people. They're easily frustrated. They show little sympathy to other people, other kids that are being bullied or having problems, and they won't help stop a bully. Now, if you know you're teaching your child the values of respect for others and they're getting a little snotty with you, if they're starting to believe that they are super kids and that no kid, no adult matters, hello, it's time to reel in that strap a little bit. For those of you out there that are thinking I meant strap literally, relax. And the problem that I'm feeling nowadays is that there's too much outside interference with the parenting home. There's too many double standards. You can't tell a parent to do something about your kid and then turn around and arrest him for doing something. You can't tell a parent you're going to remove their child because you don't like the way that you use discipline. But then put them into some foster home with no supervision, with a bunch of other troubled children, and then you deem them a number because you're overworked and underpaid, and you leave them in the system to age out and go into the world angrier than they came in. If you're going to have these counseling programs, it's not supposed to be a little checklist. You're supposed to be in tune with the individual kid. And by all means, parents and teachers and adults and leaders, they learn by example. And if all you want to do is go curse someone out when you're in a supermarket and you can't take that they said something to you in the wrong way, so it's time to knock somebody out for some honor or some manhood or for some... You know, look of strength or some image. You're not teaching your child a damn thing. And if everybody closes their eyes because it's not in your backyard, we're never going to get past this epidemic. We're never going to get past this epidemic. Everybody in a child's life is part of a village. It's part of a network. A parent is the first one. But a parent needs help. no matter how together the household is, no matter how upsetting the household is, they need outside support. I have a caller coming in. I want to hear what they have to say about the situation. Hi, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, what's your thoughts on the situation about bullying?
I think it starts at home. That's where I really think it started at. We need to raise our kids right, like we was raised. I was born in the 70s, so I just feel like the 70s was it, because these 80 kids and 90 kids, they on something totally different from what we was on growing up. You don't have a grandma in the homes anymore, or even going to visit your grandmother. You have a one-parent home now majority of the time, and the mom got to be the mom and the dad. So I really think it starts at home.
I agree with you. And I think another problem with today's parents is that everybody's trying to be their children's friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I see a lot more mothers trying to dress more
like,
you know, mini skirts shorter than their daughters are. They're too busy trying to regain and recapture youth. And this is not just mothers, because the men are getting ridiculous. And I feel that if the men start teaching their boys that women aren't sex objects, or that that's not a criteria for being a man, is to bag this girl. Or if you're in the same room with a girl that's well-developed or pretty, if you don't get some, you're soft.
Right.
Perhaps there would be some more respect going in. But on the other hand, I've seen plenty of parents that are out there, single parents, as a matter of fact, teaching their children about Jesus, teaching their children about respect.
Right, right. Now, I do know of some that, you know, is doing, you know, teaching them the right way. But majority, that single parent, don't care, smoke and drink with your kids, them the ones that we got to watch out with. I see it on Facebook all day, every day.
Yep.
You know, so it's like, wow, is this your sister or brother, you know? No, I'm the mama. And you going to respect me, you going to respect your older elders, and boys should always respect women, because I know they don't want guys to run over their mom, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
so why would you run over the next girl, calling them all kind of names? And it really blows my mind, because my daughter goes to Southwestern Academy in Flint. And when I see a boy wanting to fight a girl, that blows my mind.
Mine too.
Like, really? Are you serious? Where is the respect at? Where we lose this at? And I would have to say the 70s.
Because remember we used to have that old neighbor with rollers in the hand looking out the window, calling you fast, calling you trouble, telling your parents.
Yeah, and neighbors used to whoop you. Your neighbors used to tear your butt up and tear your mama, and then you get another whooping.
Yep.
But nowadays, let a neighbor say something. The kids call the neighbors lies. Yeah. She lying. She just snitching on, you know, what?
Not just that. This little open-ended policy with children being able to call BCW, well, ACS, whatever it's called nowadays, and being able to talk to a teacher. Listen, I agree to a point that a lot of what we grew up with, disciplinary-wise, okay, was maybe a little extreme. I will say that. So I try my best not to hit the corporate punishment as my first solution. But on the other hand, there's plenty of situations where timeouts don't apply. And that's what I spoke about last week when I said that people who don't have children need to not judge what they see at that moment and not get to the bottom of the situation.
And you know what?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
This is Shonda from Flint.
Hi.
And you know me, it's not no timeout in my house. You getting your butt whooped just like I got my butt whooped, just like my mama got her butt whooped, just like her mama got her butt whooped. And call 911 if you want to, because they ain't going to whoop your butt.
Bring the handcuffs with you. That's what I say. And it is hard. It's not. I'm not talking here from some, foolproof plan. But as a parent, your job is to fight the fight. It's to bang your head against the wall with the children. It's not to sit there and go, fine, if you can't beat them, join them.
No.
I had someone tell me they were smoking weed with their 12-year-old daughter because they would rather that they smoke in front of them than sneak behind your back.
Oh,
but
no.
That's the job. If they respect you enough, if they fear you enough,
they wouldn't even want to smoke in front of. You know what? They wouldn't even want to be high in front of them.
Listen, I am 43 years old, and I wouldn't curse in front of my father or my mom.
Will I be 39 this year, and I don't cuss in front of my mama. I refuse to.
Like,
it won't even come out.
I know. My father has a stroke and is in a wheelchair, walks with a cane. And I'm going to tell you right now, he'll cut me a look from the old South, okay, if something he feels is wrong came out my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't even in my life like that.
But it's all about the respect. That's the respect we grew up with. And that's the respect we try here. Me and Mo, we try to teach our kids that same respect.
And as I was saying this week, you can only start at home and start with what you have. And that's the first of the difference that you can make out there.
I thought about it could start at home and you could be single parent, two parent, raise this kid right. But, you know, sometimes kids like to just do what they want to do anyway. You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids is like that. Just, can't nobody tell me nothing, But it's they conscious eating them up alive, but they still want to do what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Find out the hard way, basically.
Right. And on the other hand, we have to take into consideration one thing, which makes our job as parents twice as hard. The peer pressure today is nothing that we went through.
Right, exactly.
Okay, I will say that. But on the other hand, parenting is universal. And I tell my children all the time that their game play may have changed, but the game is the same. I said, you guys got text messages to sneak out and do things that your parents told you couldn't do. We had trees and the bathroom stalls.
Right.
You remember? We used to sit there and put a girl's name on a guy's number.
Mm-hmm.
We used to tell our friend to call the guys that we knew our parents wouldn't want us to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We used to leave messages on bathroom walls.
We was more sneaky than what they are now. Now, they just out front, don't give a darn, got the text, got the internet, got the, what I'm saying? We didn't have all of that.
Now
they had to write on the bathroom, like you said, on the bathroom wall, call us out to add such and such, or.
Well, you see, what we don't get as our age parents is that we're always going to be a step ahead of them, and I'm going to tell you why. We had to use our imaginations a whole lot more than the children nowadays do.
Right.
Okay? And we can catch our children out there a lot faster than our parents ever could us because our information was in our head.
Mm-hmm.
They can get in our head and figure out or bust us with a text message. Right. And the kids nowadays, they got faster technology, but it kicks them in the butt.
Right. And see,
you
know what I like now? We
right.
know.
They got digital footprints.
We catch our kids, like, on the instant, on the hum. We'll catch them because we've been there and we done that.
Mm-hmm.
And technology now is so, they so slick. Well, they think they slick. But we up
slick.
On that, too, as parents. You know what I'm saying?
But what
so,
they don't get. Technology catches you because you can never erase anything.
It was available in our generation, too, while we catch it.
Yeah. I hear you, Mo. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. But everything that they do, you can catch them technologically. Meanwhile, in our heads, we had two advantages, actually. And I think that's one of the things that the teens nowadays are hating most. We're closer in age to our children than our parents ever were to us.
Yep. You're right about that, too.
Think about it. So we're just coming out of where they are now. So we're on to their games a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
So if the parents nowadays would use that power, we would have less crap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think it was more adults on Facebook than kids.
Right.
But now, it's like they everywhere. You know,
and I see a lot more adults having stupid fights on Facebook than the kids do.
Just everywhere. Your kids got more friends than the parents. I mean, good night. How you
that's
got
true.
More friends than me? You know,
that's true. But if you look at Facebook, a lot of the bullying, the threats, the personal business, the, you know, what do you call that? Like when you, you know, you're going to get that beat. The exposure of cheating, all that is on Facebook by adults, not children.
Right, right. And I know a little girl mm-hmm. that was on Facebook, and I asked her, I said, do your mama know that you got these girls talking to you any kind of way on here? They was bullying her. I'm like, do your mama know? Because I grew up with her mama, and we grew up with the same background, so it kind of confused me. You know, I'm like, do your mama know? And she was like, no, but I'm going to tell her. I said, you make sure you tell her, because if you don't tell her, I'm going to tell her. And you should delete these people that say they're your friends but want to jump you when you go to school. That's not right.
Oh,
and
she was
only in, like, 6th or 7th grade.
The thing that's going on, we have to start as adults to put an end to it. It's just crazy. It's really crazy. And if you are 49 years old and you're still trying to use Facebook or things like that to be a peeping Tom, to try to get some, you need to be watching what your kids are doing on their page.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
And like my parents used to do, they didn't care about you being embarrassed. They came out right where you were and took care of you right where you stood, in front of your friends, in front of the neighborhood.
In the store.
Mm-hmm. In the school.
Don't
in front of your class.
That you have it. Come to the class, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whoop your butt in the class. In front of your friends.
Mm-hmm.
But
I remember
you can't do
I
it
had
now.
A friend that he was like a bully in class, and I knew his mama. And when the teacher finally called and said that the child was bullying the class, and she had to leave work. She came to the school from work with a belt and said, this is how you treat this little bully. And beat him down and made him look stupid. So now all the kids he was bullying was like, I'm going to tell your mama.
Right. I remember might have been two summers ago where the kid was bothering my kid, and I was at work. They called me. I left work to come home to check the kid and the parent, okay?
Absolutely.
No. I mean, what's really going on? The parent told my kids, I'll run your ass over. What?
Oh, grow up.
Right.
Grow up.
So I had to leave work, come show out, and I might have just took the rest of the day off with it. I can't even remember, but I do remember leaving, going to check her, and, you know, coming on home and telling my kids that's something you should never have to worry about, another grown person running you over with a bike or, you know what I'm saying, saying stuff to you.
Well, that is actually a good example.
You shouldn't have to worry about nothing like that. So I got this. And I'm always have my kids back, long as they in the right. And when they wrong, I'm going to tell them they wrong. And that bullying, we don't even play. I wish
absolutely
they.
You know, what people don't get is that 9 times out of 10, a bully is really a coward.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like children test their parents, they're going to test who they could push. And if somebody pushes back, they're going to go to the next person until they find that weak link.
So they find somebody that ain't going to push them back. Yep, you
right,
right about
and if all kids
right
understood that, okay.
And I have told my girls, y'all don't have to start no fights or whatever. My whole thing is they put their hands on you, then you have to go to work.
Yes, I have the same rule. I tell my kids, first time you go to a teacher.
Katie, I start with, okay, if they're bothering you, you can go to the teacher. But
right,
if somebody put their hands on you,
no,
you got
the off
to break them off.
Yep.
And that's just over, you know, hey, we in Flint, Michigan. you got the right to break them, but you do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Putting your hands on you, spitting on you, mm-hmm, no.
They touch you,
either.
Hit you first. Then, hey, well, you do what you got to do, and I'm going to stand right behind you. Because for
one reason why,
you shouldn't have to put your hands on nobody. You shouldn't have to touch nobody. Don't touch
nope
me. I can't touch you.
No. Nope.
Keep your hands to yourself.
There's another form of bullying that really disturbs me, and I've seen this happen a lot. One of the things they like to do is to pull kids' hands down.
You said pull what?
Pull their pants down.
You
know, like hit them. And I'm sitting there like, where would that come from? Like, is there a little more in there that we need to know about?
Did you say pulling your pants down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But for the rest of the class to see.
What?
Pulling their pants down. Embarrassing them, pushing them up against the wall, things like that, ridiculous.
That is crazy.
And then the school, you know, now has this minor kid for sexual harassment, because that's what it is now. And the thing, too, that I hate is that whenever they messed up in the past, they overcompensate on a situation and handle it all wrong. Okay?
Right.
So we have, like, the teachers used to mess up before and didn't address the situation before it got out of hand. And now the minute that one little thing comes up, they want to go all to the left.
Right, want to explode then.
Right.
Well, you should have been exploding a while ago.
Right, or stopping it before it became an explosion.
Right, exactly.
So now these kids are going to be tagged at 11 and 10 with sexual harassment. When they barely even know what sex means.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Or they're going to be criminals when they're just doing what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're going to have a bunch of young kids with adult criminal records. I'll give you an example. Right out here in New York, there was a kid that was singing the song, I'm Sexy and I Know It. That was a song.
Yeah.
And he's a little boy, and he was shaking, you know, his little body at a girl. And the teacher went in and said it was sexual harassment.
What? Yeah. And I think I heard that. Yeah,
Jimmy,
that was...
I'm sexy and I know it, but it's sexual harassment. How? Any six? So in first
right.
grade, if you even asked him to spell the word sexy, he wouldn't know how to do it?
He probably don't even know how to spell I'm, so yeah.
Ask him what an apostrophe is.
Right. So,
another situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, and that come from him hearing the music, you know.
And yeah, but it's music. You
know
what? Be a wise adult and call the situation sensibly. Come on.
Speaking of a song, Katie, when I heard on the radio, Who Booty Is It? I almost passed, ran into a tree.
I hear your kids giggling back there.
I almost ran into a tree, yeah, because they was in the car with me singing it. I said, don't y'all sing that song. Who Booty Is It, Katie?
That's ridiculous. It is.
Oh,
listen, I think this all the time. That my children tell me I'm like this old-fashioned person, and I love hearing this. They tell me, Ma, it's 2013. Who does this anymore? I said, it's 2013 out there in the world, and I don't control the world, but in my house, it's 1986, and I'm the boss.
Right.
And I don't want to hear my 11-year-old child MP3 list. Okay, sounding the same as me as a 40-something going out with my friends to a club. I earned the right to listen to this type of profane lyrics because I can decipher what's wrong and what's right.
Right, right.
I'm old enough to make a wise choice about how I want to carry myself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I hear things. What was this other kid? I have Wiz Khalifa. He was saying a few things. There's a song I like. It's by Maroon 5 called Payphone. And Wiz Khalifa is the guest rapper with him. And there's this whole big, you know, profane thing in there. And I'm sitting there like, that's what I can listen to at 43, not at 15.
Right, right, right. And you know who else plies? Plies tell you, you got to be grown and listen to me. And these kids know all Plies songs. All his
words. Really? That's what I told them. I said, know your algebra like that.
I think one of his lyrics was, you got to be grown to listen, you know, listen to me or listen to what I say or something. And these, they know Plies too.
Yeah, Lil Wayne was good with certain things, with the profane and the talking about women and sex undercover.
Mm-hmm. Marlon keep talking about Ready for the World. Digital display video. And
what
you
about
know,
it?
I gotta check it out.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got it. I'm telling Gordon. We're up against a whole lot more as parents, but our children are too.
Right.
And bullies usually see something at home, but we can't always stay home. We have to think about the fact that our children are going into a rougher, crueler, brasher world, and sometimes talking to their parents doesn't give them the feeling of security.
Mm-hmm.
Even though through all of that, as a parent, you have to stand strong. You have to say, talk to me. Now I'm not your friend, but we have an open communication.
Right.
And that's not always going to happen. That's not always going to happen because they look at us like aliens.
Right.
One of the things I also say is that as parents, that baby comes from the store conversation out the window. Because what did it do for us?
Mm-hmm.
Like our parents back in the day and large families back then was nothing, right? So we're looking at our parents, our side family. We already know biology. We know that we didn't all come from no bird that flapped with a big old bundle and dropped us at our mother's doorstep. But yet they're busy acting like the word sex is,
What?
Don't even teach your kids that, because it, you know.
I don't even say the anatomy politically correct to them, because that's not what they hear out there.
Mm-mm. No, that ain't
nope.
even.
No, nope, it doesn't make any sense. I sit right there, and I talk to them the way they would hear it out there. And let them know I'm not as far removed as you think. I tell parents all the time that the best way for you to communicate with your kids is to be real about what you did too. Because you can't walk to your child acting like you're this whitewashed nun, knowing that you had a wild teen, a teenage year too. Because that's how you can relate to what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that still is not a guarantee that they're not going to go out there and try to do their own thing. It still isn't. But you got to do the best you can. You got to put your foot down all the time.
You sure do. All the time. Even when
I'm not
don't...
trying to dress like my teenage daughter. Not at all. I'll do what is sexy for my age.
Mm-hmm. Now, my girls, they can't even wear... I have a 15-year-old, and I don't even allow her to wear the what is it, the little halter top?
You know,
spaghetti strap. Shirts and no, you're gonna cover up.
And there's plenty of
45-year-old looking at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I do. I had an old man in the park tell me when my 8-year-old was 3 at the time that she's sexy. She's gonna be a sexy little girl. What? That is not the word you use for a toddler. I had somebody inbox me on Facebook to tell me that my 14-year-old daughter, who was in my picture, on one of my pictures in my album, that she had her mother's beauty DNA genes. What? And you wonder if your kid is going to be a bully. Why? You beating on women? You disrespecting women? Same goes for these thug moms. You want to be out there all loud and getting your hair and nails did, and you ain't worried about whether your kid ate from a can or not. And I'm not talking about mothers out there struggling. You can't be your kid's friend and raise them. There's a reason why a parent is a parent and a friend is a friend. Because your child is not going to take directions from their friend. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going back to break. I'll be back in 5. I want to give another shout-out to the group Libra. I know I've been playing this all week, but they're an important group. There's 6 teenagers trying to keep positive in this world and uplift the Lord. And their name is Libra, and their song is I Will Be All Right. Back in 5.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
circumstance.
I speak to every circumstance. Ooh,
dry the tears from my eyes.
I dry the tears from my eyes.
Joy comes in the morning time, yeah.
I'm depending on you.
Depending on you.
It's my trust exercise.
It's my trust exercise.
So we lift our hands and we
pray.
My take on that is
the young lady is right when she says that it starts at home. But now the Bible also says, raise a child and show them the way so they can go be shown in the right direction. You know, and if you have some of these parents that don't have experience themselves because they're basically still children themselves, so they're very much immature. So what they see is what they repeat. You know, you have a lot of these so-called parents now are trying to be friends instead of parents. That's like trying to mix oil with water, and you can't do that. You know,
right.
The Bible also tells us if you spare the rod, you spoil the child.
Spoil the child. You spoil the
child.
That's
right. So, and that comes back in with government interference when it comes to disciplining your children. You know,
right.
You have a lot of people truly are abusing their children, but you have to take in consideration of the parents that are disciplining. Disciplining means that if I discipline my child, I'm not just going to discipline him and then be done with it. No, I'm going to discipline my child. I'm going to sit him down and explain to him just what went down. And what went down was you did something, and there's going to be a price that you're going to have to pay. So you're going to have to learn as you coming up and growing up in life that anything that you do that is wrong, you're going to have to pay the price for it. So get
right.
ready to have your medicine, you know,
right.
and let them know how much you love them and how much you care for them. A lot of these children that are coming up now, they don't hear that often enough, and that's what's missing from society today.
Wow. And I think that's because their parent is their friend and think
right.
everything is funny. I don't think mm-hmm. stuff like this is funny. That
nope.
that blows my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even think it's funny when a two-year-old starts to curse.
My daughter was at Flint Northern High School for 1 year. And you know how many RIP t-shirts she seen? I'm like, we ain't never seen no RIP t-shirts when we was in school.
That's right.
I mean, are you serious?
We didn't. If we did, it was a major event. And I'm seeing so many memorials and vigils out here now. The newspapers are riddled with young faces going missing, coming up dead. Two of my son's high school friends were just killed. You know, one was shot on the bus because young gang members were on the bus shooting, and another one went to a party and never came home. And
yeah.
It's just ridiculous. And getting back to what you said about Ms. Williams, you know, it's true. You don't hear a lot of love coming from these parents because either they're too distracted with trying to work or they're too distracted with trying to gain their yes to hear. And I think that's the biggest infraction a parent can make now. You had your time to be a teenager and a 20-something. It is time for you to grow up. But back to the other side, when the children are going out there trying to learn it the hard way.
And it's just to me, being a parent, if you want to be your child's friend and, you know, maybe you shouldn't have been no parent. You should have been a sibling.
That's correct.
I mean, because I'm, I, like my kids, no, we ain't friends. Heck no. We ain't friends. No. You going to do what I say do. And you going to get it together. You ain't going to be disrespectful because when I was growing up, I got whooping with stitching cords.
Yes, ma'am.
I got my butt towed up with stitching cords. And you know how you get the little whips on you and you can't wait to go to school the next day to show the teacher?
Oh, yeah.
And the whip be gone?
Yes.
The whip just gone. I'm like, what the hell did that whip go to?
Yeah, I'm
down. It's gone. So I tell Mike, I try not to get them with no stingy cord, but don't let them cut up. You cut up, I might just get you with one. You know, but I'm not your friend. No, player, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the mama. And
do you remember
daddy is
the old,
daddy.
Remember
and
the
I
old
try to
saying.
Tell my 15-year-old when she, you know, she more or less like, she liked to have friends. I told her, you ain't got no friends out there.
That's
all you
right.
got, your friends, is your baby sister in the house and your mama and your daddy. Go to school, do your work, and come home. and leave it that way. Now she on the bus, they throwing razor blades at my daughter, pencils my daughter. You know, now I got to cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because your parents ain't teach you right, and if they did teach you right, you want to be the little outcast. You know, you want to do what you want to do. But like I tell my daughters, 18, 19, they'll be locked up. We ain't got to worry about them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michigan State Police is here in Flint. They going to get them anyway.
Yeah,
so,
you got that right.
4 minutes left, guys. I'm sorry.
And it's sad because my daughter is 15, and I worry about what kind of boyfriend she might have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a background check, a grandmama check, a mama check, who your dad, who your daddy. I'm going to have to do all that.
Well, the shotguns, right?
But see, that's the way it used to be. That's the way it used to be. In order for someone to talk about, well, they're going to get have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you have to meet their parents. I want to know what's going on with their parents, what they about.
Right.
Well,
so,
guys, I have to interject because we have only 3 minutes left on the show. But I do want to thank you for calling in. My final word on the situation is, as you said, Mr. Williams, Bible says show them the way. There comes that hard time in our life where we're going to have to do what we can at home, but we got to trust that they're going to go out there and do what they're taught. And that's not always going to be a guarantee. But at least if they have that, something about what they're doing will always nag at them. And that's hope.
And I hope they conscious eat them up, especially if you raising them right. You raising them right, doing all you can do, and they just want to stray away or whatever. I hope the conscious tear their tails up.
Well, the Bible guarantees that. The Bible guarantees that. No matter how far they go, they'll never fall far from the tree. So they'll always come back at some point. I went through that with a daughter of mine. You know, so I can honestly tell you that sometimes they feel they won't.
That's right. Not always, guys.
Thank you so much for calling in. I do have to, you know, sign off. But thank you very much for everything. Join me tomorrow. I'll be talking about homeschooling versus public schooling. I look forward to hearing from both of you.
All right. Okay. Be blessed.
All right, honey. Good night.
Good night.
I want to thank everyone for joining in. I want to thank everyone that took the time to call in and join in. And as I always tell you guys, you know, be a blessing, be blessed, make a difference. See you tomorrow.
On the Edge, real talk about real issues.